dance on our floor.
To play.
You used to play basketball?
Oh, yeah. I was what you call your basic super jock.
Aren't you a little short for basketball, Mr. Farley?
Well, maybe now, but not when I was young. I remember one game. Score was tied. Only 3 seconds left on the clock, so the coach calls the timeout and tells the guys to get the ball to me. Yeah.
We had a dumb coach like that, too. One day...
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your story, Mr. Ferd.
Anyway, the guy's got the ball with the old Dr. F here.
Yeah.
And believe you me, I put on quite a show. Fake left, fake right, then went up for my slam dunk right into the...
Hey.
Sorry. I'll get you another one.
Stupid old man.
Hey, take it easy.
What'd you say?
He said he was sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. I don't mind being called stupid.
Shut up.
See? There I go again.
I said, shut up.
Hey, why don't you just drop it? He offered to buy you another beer.
You know something? You got a big mouth.
Well, you got a lousy temper.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Are people still saying that? Look, hey. I'm not looking for any trouble.
Too late, pal. You already found it.
I think I should warn you that while I was in the United States Navy, I did a fair share of boxing.
Oh, a boxer, huh? You look more like a poodle than me.
Poodle.
Okay, that does it.
Jack, maybe
no, Mike, relax. I can handle this.
But Jack...
Relax, Mike. I'm fine. How'd you like to step outside and settle this right now?
Well, I'd rather not.
I had a feeling you were going to say something like that.
We'll settle it at Rocco's gym.
Fine, we'll settle it at Rocco's gym?
Yeah, that's where I work out. You and me in the ring this Saturday. What do you say?
Fine. We'll meet you anytime, any
place. I'm going to rearrange your face, unless, of course, you don't have the guts to show up.
You kidding me? I'm looking forward to it.
Good, because I'm going to enjoy hurting you.
You don't scare us! Your mother have any children?
Here you go. It's on the house. I've got to hand it to you. That was a brave thing to do.
Ah, it was nothing.
You call standing up to Biff Bauer nothing?
Biff Bauer?
Yeah, he fought in the Golden Gloves.
Big deal. Lots of guys do that. Did he win any fights?
All of them. 22 knockouts, plus the championship.
Hey, that's great!
What's so great about it?
We got a shot at the title!
Hi, is Jack home?
No, Larry, but you can sit down and wait.
Oh, thanks. Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. Da, da. Hey, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Nah, this was real dull reading. Yeah, we'd much rather talk to you.
That makes sense. So, how come you girls missed happy hour at the Beagle last night?
Oh, Larry, we don't like to go down there on Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah, it is a much younger crowd.
Oh, Larry, there you are. I've been looking for you. Come here, I gotta talk to you.
Excuse me, girls.
Go ahead, pal, what is it?
Could you excuse us? This is man talk.
Man talk?
What are you going to talk about? Shaving?
Come on, Terry. This is Jack's home, too. I mean, he does have a right to his privacy.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
Jack.
You, thank you, thank you. Listen, Larry, I'm in big trouble. I got into an argument with this guy down at the Regal Beagle, and it turns out he's a real killer.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not, and now I gotta fight him.
You're gonna what?
Hey, what happened to my right to privacy?
Stupid people don't have any rights, Jack. And that's just what you are if you go ahead and fight this...
Biff Bauer.
Biff Bauer?
You've heard of him?
Heard of him?
He sends us half our patients at the hospital.
Oh, did you hear that, Larry? What am I gonna do?
Hey, don't panic, huh? You boxed in the Navy, right? Didn't you tell me after 10 fights you had a perfect record?
I did. I lost every fight.
Jack, you have every right to panic.
Larry, you are not helping.
Right. No, you're right. Okay, look, I am your best friend, and I'm gonna help you.
You're gonna fight Biff?
Bite your tongue, woman! I'm gonna do something more important than that. I'm gonna help train him.
You are not gonna train anybody, Larry. And you aren't gonna fight anybody, Jack.
I have to, Janet. If I don't fight, I'll never be able to show my face at the Beagle again.
Well, at least you'll still have a face.
She's right. I've seen guys who've been in fights. It's awful. Their nose is puffed out to here, and their ears are swollen out to there, and they all wind up looking like Dumbo.
Did it ever occur to you that I might win?
Those were the winners.
I don't care. It's better than being a coward.
Jack, nobody's gonna think you're a coward just because you don't want to fight. Right, Larry?
No, definitely not. Jack, listen, I gotta tell you. She's absolutely right.
Well, if you all really, really think I shouldn't fight.
Well, of course you shouldn't fight, Jack. Fighting is for empty-headed jerks.
I can't wait to see that fight. Jack going toe-to-toe with that maniac. Boy, are we going to see the leather fly.
Fred, I got to talk to you about the fight.
You should have seen him at the Regal Beagle. He made me so proud.
Mr. Furley.
I never had anybody stand up for me before. Not even my mother.
Furley,
Jack standing up against this real tough guy. Anyone in his right mind would have weaseled out, but not Jack. And he did it all for me. Was there something you wanted to say, Jack?
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm looking forward to the fight. That's my boy.
And that's our Dumbo.
Come on, get it.
Hey, what are we gonna do? We're gonna stand around here all day, or are we gonna train?
What do you want me to do first, Coach?
Well, let's start with a little rope jumping.
Yeah. Pretty good. Not bad.
All right, big guy, let's go to it.
Good to warm up, get that cardiovascular
absolutely
workout. You know? Okay. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things alive.
Take it easy, Jack. It has been a long time. Start easy.
Starts easy.
Nice and easy.
My mother and your mother. My mother punched your mother right in the nose. Red hot peppers. It's really been years.
Yeah, that's just great, Jack. Why don't we skip the rope jumping for a while?
Work over on the speed bag here. Work on your hand-to-eye coordination. All right? Mean, Jack. Mean. You're tough. You're a killer attitude. Tough. I used to be pretty good at this, you know. It's all in the rhythm and time. You want to get that...
that sound going? Wait a second.
That's okay, Jack. It's all right.
No problem. We'll work on the heavy bag here. Work on your power punches.
That's okay, Jack. Right?
Now, I want you to hit the bag as hard as you can. Put all your weight behind it. Right?
No problem.
Okay, Jack, go ahead. Anytime you're ready, Jack. Yeah, all right. Now, I want you to hit the bag as hard as you can. Don't hold back.
Look! Oh, that's more like it. Nice punch, man.
Look, I want to tell you something.
Hey. Nobody talks to my boy except me.
Oh, yeah? And who's you?
Larry Dallas.
Larry Dallas?
You probably know me as Kid Cleveland.
Who?
Hey, look, Jeff.
What, you never fought in the Midwest?
No.
That's good. I mean, I was big there. Real big. And now I'm training this powerhouse here.
Well, I just wanted to tell him that...
Hey, we don't have time for chit-chat. It's time for me and my boy to go in the ring for a few rounds.
What do you mean, fight?
That's what we're here for. Not too swift in the brain department, but then again, what great fighter is? No offense, Beef.
The barf, a bit.
Yo, you want to help us with the gloves here?
What are you talking about? Getting in the ring and
relax. I got a plan. When we get in the ring, you hit me. Not hard, you understand?
Yeah.
Pull your punch, uh-huh. And I will go down like a rock.
Well, what's that going to do?
Don't you see? When Biff sees how you flatten Kid Cleveland, he'll chicken out of the fight. You'll be off the hook. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Let's go. All right, here we go. Come on.
He's watching.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Where?
Anywhere. I'm getting tired.
You still here? What'd you want to say to me before?
Well, I was going to say we should call off the fight.
Oh, you finally come to your senses, huh? I thought you would.
Yeah, but now that I see how good you are, I wouldn't think of it. I'm going to tear your head off.
Doing up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. Oh, I just wanted to get a glass of milk.
Oh. Oh. Then it doesn't have anything to do with Jack fighting tomorrow.
Don't be silly, Janet. I always have a glass of milk at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing up?
Oh. I wanted to get a cookie. And I thought I'd have it with your milk.
Who are we kidding, Janet?
Right.
That Jack is some guy sticking up for Mr. Furley like that.
Yeah. You know what, Terry? Jack's always looked out for his friends.
Yeah. I'm sure gonna miss him.
Me too. What do you mean you're gonna miss him?
I didn't mean that I was really, you know, actually gonna miss it. Janet's that dumb fight tomorrow. I'm just so worried.
Yeah, me too.
He could get hurt.
I'll kill him if he does.
Could you look at us? We're sitting out here worried to death, and he's in there sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
Jack! What are you doing up?
Oh, hi, girl. I was just outside shadowboxing.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that's when you get your best shadows.
Then, you're not worried about tomorrow's fight, are you?
Is it tomorrow? Listen, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I am as cool as a cucumber. I'm not even thinking about the fight. Come on!
Take it easy, boy. Make it easy. Mr. Furley.
Don't worry,
worried about Jack.
We're all worried about Jack.
Oh, Jack, I've been thinking. You know, this Biff Bauer guy sounds like one tough potato. I don't want you to step into that ring tomorrow.
Really?
Not without some good, solid experience behind you. And that's why I've decided to be your manager.
Why?
Now, don't try to talk me out of this, Jack. No sacrifice is too great for a friend like you.
Oh, my God.
Jack.
Well, I knew he'd be grateful, but this is embarrassing.
Okay, make away, folks. Clear path here.
What are you doing?
Crowd control, Jack.
There is no crowd.
That's because I've been doing my job.
Jack, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good and loose and ready, good and ready. I'd feel a lot better if Larry would stop that. Terry, isn't that your medical bag?
Yes.
Well, why did you bring it with you?
I couldn't find my purse.
Don't worry, Jack. You don't need any of that stuff.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Furley.
Because I got everything right here. Band-aids, iodine, splints. I even saw a stretcher back in the locker room.
Don't pay any attention to him, Jack. He's just kidding. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Just...
Okay, you. In your corner.
Here we go, Jack.
Larry.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Drop the glove.
You know I said before that I didn't want you fighting. Well, I really think you could win this if you want to. So why don't you just go out there and get him?
Thanks, Janet.
Oh, you're welcome. And Jack, I want you to know that you are going to get through this fight just fine.
Well, thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. Now, the second he touches you, I want you to hit the canvas, stay down for the count, or you are dead meat. Dead meat, Jack!
When do you want me to take you out?
I guess after the fight would be a good time. You know, we could have a few beers, talk, clear the air.
What round do you want me to knock you out in?
I'd like to see you try.
Don't help me, Larry. Jack can take everything you got and more.
Mr. Furley.
All right, guys, now come on. Look, this is a 3-round bout. Each round lasts 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Now I want a good, clean fight. And remember, you're responsible for cleaning your own blood off the canvas. Okay? Now go in your corners and come out with the bell. Hurry up.
This is it, Jack. Any last requests? Questions?
Get out of here, Larry.
Yeah,
you're all set, Jack.
Okay.
Go get him!
Oh, my God, you tied his gloves together.
That's right. Blame every little thing on me.
Jack.
Hey, do something. Stop them.
I can't. The round's not over.
Oh, it is now.
Jack, are you okay?
Is that you, Auntie M?
This is awful. Get some water. We need some water over here.
Jack?
There's no place like home.
Jack!
What?
It's time for a new strategy.
Huh?
You see his belt?
Yeah.
I want you to hit him right below that.
I can't do that.
Don't you see? They'll stop the fight for a foul, and by the time Biff stops groaning, you'll be out of town.
Forget it, Larry. Either I fight fair or I don't fight at all.
Hey, ring that bell. I want to kill him.
Where'd you want me to hit him?
We're out of water.
Get him back. You're my idol.
You're a dead man.
Jack, this is no time to indulge yourself.
get up.
Shh, the man is trying to count.
Four, five, six.
Will you get up already?
Yoo-hoo, Biff! Hi there, Big Fella.
Run and run.
Oh, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
You're right, Jack.
He's tiring, Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Go for it. Go for it.
Larry! Larry!
Hey, you! Boom!
You're not getting away from
me
that easy.
I gotta see if she's all right. Let go, you let go. Janet, are you all right? Are you all right?
Oh, hey, you're awful cute. What's your name?
8, 9, 10, you're out.
Chops, you knocked him out cold. I hope he didn't see me.
I knew we could do it. I better see if our friend needs any smelling salts.
Let's get out here before he wakes up.
Let's go!
Right, let's go!
Hey, you! I hope you learned your lesson today.
Huh?
Doesn't pay to go around shooting your mouth off, bozo.
What did you say?
You heard me. Tell him, Jack.
Here you go, Terry.
It's your move, Janet. Thanks.
Okay, I'm all set.
See you later, girl.
Where are you going, Jack?
I'm going down to the Regal Beagle.
Is that a good idea, Jack? I mean, you just might run into Biff again.
So what? Who won the fight?
Well...
Yo, me, Kid Tripper. See that? If I run into Biff Bauer, he just better back off.
Okay, if you're sure.
Hey, you better believe it.
Okay, Jack, have fun.
All right, let's see.
Is that a double letter word?
It is. You have?
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.